The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, January 7th, 2018, and is sponsored by Jim Dislin.
For leading us in worship, and good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for making worship a part of your Sunday today. We continue our worship series, Renewed, today. And as we think about the new year and perhaps a week into the new year, and when we have many New Year's resolutions, today just might be the perfect day to be reminded that we are made new and given a new start each day by God, not just at the beginning of a new year. So today our scripture is going to be about the baptism of Jesus, and what better way than through baptism to be reminded that we are made new. I invite you now to stand as we begin in worship, singing together, Baptized and Set Free. Continue with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who stretches out the heavens, who sends light to the nations, and who gives breath to us all. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I invite you to join me, please. Loving God, we confess that we have turned from your way to follow our own ways. Show us how we need your grace, forgiveness, and love. Turn us around and give us a fresh start so that we can live renewed as your children. Amen. Even when we have done wrong, God makes us right. Even when we have messed up, God puts us together. God's love never runs out. God never tires of calling us beloved children. Hear God say to you now, your sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Let's continue praying together. Holy God, creator of light and giver of goodness, your voice moves over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You can be seated this morning.
We believe in thee.
The Old Testament reading is from Genesis, the first chapter. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Here ends the reading.
Our gospel reading today comes from the book of Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Here ends our gospel reading. Well, it was about 5 weeks ago that we announced we were beginning a new Christian year. It's about 5 weeks ago. We told you we were going to be spending the whole year in the book of Mark, right? And we heard for a few weeks about the book of Mark. We heard first that the book of Mark is a book that's about the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. And then we also heard that Mark's gospel begins with this good news that we're all invited into this act of repentance. Kind of some strange good news. And then we ended our time in Mark talking about this guy, this strange guy named John, who dresses a little funny. But he told us that our primary job as people of God is really simple. And that our job as people of God is simply to point to Jesus. Well, we had that introduction to Mark, and then we took this break. And if you remember, we took a break from the Gospel of Mark for Christmas and Epiphany, the story of the wise men, because Mark's gospel doesn't include it. He doesn't have a Christmas story, so we took a little break, we set it aside, and we opened up some other Gospels. But today we're back. We're back into our church year where we're going to focus on the book of Mark. So I want to invite you to take out the Bibles and your chairs and open back up to, believe it or not, still Mark chapter 1. We are still in Mark chapter 1. So if you can open up to Mark, the very beginning, and you'll remember that since Mark is so short and to the point, we have to pay attention to each and every verse. So Mark chapter 1 falls on about page 812. But before we jump in, I want to give you a little quick story that I think will help frame what we're going to talk about today. So last year, I was at home alone. Some of you know we have one car in our family, and Ben had the car and had taken it out to church, and I was home alone with our daughter. By this time, she was about a year and a half old, just old enough to walk and get into a little trouble. So as we were at home, just the two of us, I want to just describe the space we were in so you can picture it. In our home, we had at the top of our stairs our daughter's bedroom, ours, and then there was a hallway in between that had a linen closet and a bathroom. We were in that hallway, and I was at the top of the stairs, had a big gate, as some of you have probably had or seen, a really secure gate. I had closed the gate to make sure our daughter didn't go down the stairs. And as she was running down the hallway back and forth, I thought, I have a little bit of time to put some laundry away. She was running back and forth, and I was taking a towel, folding it up, and putting it in our linen closet. Now, at this point, Miriam had three particular hobbies. Three hobbies. The first was shutting doors. The second was pressing buttons, like on battery-operated toys, the dishwasher, the fireplace, you name it, the garage door. And the third hobby was turning on faucets. So I was folding a towel, I was putting it away in our closet, and I quickly heard a door shut. So I looked to see if it was our bedroom door, and it wasn't. Then I looked to see if it was her bedroom door, and of course it wasn't. So then I immediately looked to the third door, and of course, Miriam had slammed the bathroom door shut. Now, as I mentioned, shutting doors was her first hobby. And as I reached for the door handle, I heard the second hobby. A big old click. I realized with my wrist quickly that the door was locked. Evidently, now she could reach the door to lock the button. So at first, I didn't panic too much. I thought, well, I'm only a door away. She's only inches away. She'll be fine. As I was jiggling the door handle unsuccessfully to get the door open, I realized hobby number one had quickly moved to hobby number two. What if she moves on to hobby number three and turns on the faucet or the tub? And what if, of course, I started thinking all the possible what ifs. What if she turned on the bathtub faucet, it started overflowing, or worse yet, what if she went into the bathtub? Well, I started to comfort her. I started to tell her it was going to be okay, and I tried to talk her into a comfortable place in hopes that she'd stay calm and I could tell her how to unlock the door. But clearly she wasn't old enough to understand or able to do anything about it. So as I tried to process her through turning the door handle and unlocking the door, she just started to cry and scream because she realized there was a door in between us and she couldn't get out. So I thought to myself, if I can't get the door open, my only option being home alone is to try to knock it down. But I knew my toddler was on the other side of the door, and I told her to stay there close to me so she wouldn't turn on the faucet. So here I was at home alone. There was nothing I could do, and I was sitting helplessly on the ground of the hallway floor. Well, today our Bible story is this story of a parent who had a barrier between him and his child. And this parent couldn't stand that barrier being there between the two. And it's a story of a parent trying to comfort their child, but it just wasn't enough to do it from a distance. So I want you to open up that Bible story in Mark chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 9 through 11 together. It's real brief, the baptism of Jesus. So I want to invite you to join me. Verse 9. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Now, in this brief three verses of our Bible reading, Jesus is baptized by John, and it says the heavens are torn apart. They're torn apart, and this voice calls out and says, "My son, my beloved son." And I think we can walk past this torn apart word and think of it like tearing a little piece of paper. But that's kind of domesticating it a little bit. It's this word schizo. And in Greek, it's like knocking down a door. It's this dramatic tearing. There's urgency in the text because God wouldn't let his son begin his life, begin his ministry on earth without being with him. And so God starts Jesus' life by tearing open the heavens and calling out to Jesus right at the beginning. This is the first passage with Jesus in it in Mark. And he says, after he tears open the heavens, "My son, my beloved son." See, God wasn't okay with there being a barrier between he and his son. He had to tear open that door. And that's what happens at baptism. Now, fortunately, I'll tell you, I didn't have to tear down the door. Thank goodness. It was a miracle, really. I saw after a brief moment that there was this horizontal screw in our door handle that I could stick my fingernail in and turn to open the door. But I'll tell you what, I did it with this intense urgency of shaking the door handle because I just couldn't stand being apart from her. And as I got the door open, I fell on my knees and I embraced our daughter, convinced I would never stop hugging her again. I tell you this story today because I think having this experience changed the way I picture this Bible story. It changed the way I picture God. I feel like I had just a tiny sense of what God felt when the heavens, when he tore the heavens open to tell Jesus, "You are my son, and I love you." I realized that God wasn't okay just staying in the hallway, staying in the heavens, staying apart from us. The door had to be opened. And in Jesus' baptism, God came into the room. He came into his life to walk earth with Jesus. I want to close today with opening another Bible story. We talked about the beginning of Jesus' life, and I want to talk about the end of it. So I want to invite you to turn to Mark chapter 15 today. It's a pretty small gospel, so it's not very many pages later. But I want to invite you to turn to Mark chapter 15. And we're going to look starting with verse 33. Starting with verse 33, Jesus is hanging on the cross. And it says this, "When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3:00, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me alone?' And when some bystanders heard it, they said, 'Listen, he's calling out for Elijah.' And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, gave it to him to drink, saying, 'Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down.' Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And then now, when the centurion who stood facing him saw that this is the way he breathed his last, the centurion said, 'Truly, this man was God's son.' The temple curtain was torn apart. It was torn in two. Just like the heavens were torn apart. It's the same word. And I have to give you a little background for this to make any sense. But at this point in religious life, faithful Jewish people would come to the temple once a year for the Day of Atonement. And there was this temple curtain that protected what was called the Holy of Holies. Nobody could go in or go out. It was covered with this thick curtain. And it was this big separation because God's presence was to be in the Holy of Holies. And once a year, the high priest, only the high priest, could go in and bring these animal sacrifices from the people to make sacrifice for their sins so they could be made new. Well, when Jesus was on the cross, that temple curtain after his death, after his sacrifice, it says the temple curtain, this huge, thick curtain, was torn from top to bottom. It was ripped open. And suddenly, God's presence was made known and offered to everyone. See, just like at baptism, God couldn't stand there being anything that could come between God's people and himself. His love was too strong. So when Jesus' sacrifice was made, it was once and for all. The curtain was torn open. God's love was poured out for everyone. And we were made right with God. Given a new beginning over and over again. I tell you the story because I think sometimes we imagine God up in heaven somewhere while we remain locked on this earth. While we remain locked with hazards all around us in life, like Miriam locked in that bathroom. And I think sometimes we can ask, how can God leave us alone and forsake us to travel this earth alone? And I think sometimes when we make mistakes, we try to fix them ourselves. We try to make ourselves right with God. But at both his baptism and at his death, the heavens were torn open. The veil was torn and ripped open from top to bottom. And God came to us because he couldn't handle being away from us. And because of Jesus' once and for all sacrifice, when we have a baptism or when we come to the Lord's table, we are reminded that God has taken any division away. There is nothing, not death, not life, nothing we've done or haven't done can separate us anymore. God's love is too great. He's come once and for all to renew us again and again. And for that, we say thanks be to God. Amen.
I felt fire from
Let's pray together. God, thank you for breaking into our world and our lives to show us the incredible love you have for each of us. God, we so often try to make it in a life alone, to accomplish ourselves. Help us to realize we can't save ourselves, but we need you and your love. Thanks for tearing open the heavens and the temple curtain so we could see you and hear your redeeming and renewing good news. Lord, in your mercy. God, you've always been found among those who need your support. You know pain well and the power of presence when people are enduring it. So today we pray for those in our church, community, and world that need your presence in some way. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, God, as we prepare to leave this space today, remind us that you go with us. Remind us of your love given to us to share with others. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you this day and keep you always in God's grace, now and forever. Amen. Now as you go today, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Serve the Lord.